Praise the Lord, Front Runner family. Welcome back to the Front Runner podcast. I am your host, Isaiah Marshall. I believe today's episode is going to encourage you. I believe it's going to inspire you and resonate deeply with each one of you. In this very special episode, we get to celebrate the fact that Jesus defeated sin and death when he rose from the grave. It's Easter, or what many of us call Resurrection Sunday. In this episode, I share a spoken word piece with you entitled The Empty Tomb. This piece paints a vivid picture of Jesus's journey from the manger to the cross and ultimately to the empty tomb, reminding us of the unparalleled sacrifice and love that he demonstrated for us. Be encouraged, Front Runner family. Friday, we look to the cross where Jesus hung and died. But today we see an empty tomb. It's a celebration of the victory, not just for Jesus, but for all of us that put our trust and our faith and our hope in him. Ladies and gentlemen, episode 20. Jesus' body was taken from the cross, where he died, bearing the sins of the world. The Savior of the world was born into this world wrapped in swaddling clothes and laid in a manger, now being wrapped in burial clothes, all because of what he chose to do for wandering souls. He was laid in a tomb. It is finished. He is finished. So they thought. The tomb was sealed, as the grave concealed the Son because they weaponized his presence. The guards were present. They stood watch, not realizing that time would prove that death cannot hold him in its clutch. Because the Son of God, the Prince of Peace, rose from the grave, his power released. When the stone was rolled away, nobody saw, nobody, because the tomb was bare. The suffering servant wasn't there. The women were perplexed. Angels appear saying, "Why are you looking for the living amongst the dead? He ain't here. He is risen. No longer a prisoner of the state, released like San Quentin. No longer confined to their laws. He didn't come to abolish them, but to fulfill them." Jesus stood before them, alive and well. He had conquered sin and death. He had broken the spell, opened the cell. Christ went through hell so that we could live abundantly. He appeared to his disciples, revealing his scars. He came as a lamb to be slain, now ruled as a lion. That's a divine symbol. December, we remember his birth. And today we celebrate his resurrection and the fact that death cannot stop him. With the Father, he reigned. Now that's a heavenly Mufasa. He broke bread with his disciples. He healed their hearts. He spoke of love, forgiveness, and grace, and showed them the truth of God's embrace. The resurrection of Jesus, the greatest miracle ever achieved, a symbol of hope and the victory we need, for he has overcome the grave and death's sting, and through him we too can rise and sing, "Holy, holy, holy is the Lamb who was slain." Now let's celebrate this wondrous day with hearts be filled with joy and praise, for Christ has risen and he reigns on high, and in him we have the free gift of salvation. Now that's eternal life. Follow the Front Runner podcast and share with a friend. Also, follow me on Instagram at TheIsaiahMarshall. Subscribe to my YouTube channel, which can be found in the show notes. And while you are at it, be sure to check out all of my released spoken word poetry projects anywhere you stream music. Thank you for supporting my creative journey. This is the Front Runner Podcast. Until next time, bless you. My hope in the Lord is what I seek his face. I'm front running. I'm out front running. Oh, yeah. Front running. I'm out front running. Oh, yeah. An underdog. But I stay underdog. Underdog. I take my risks. That's what I beat the odds. Beat the odds. Front running. I'm out front running. I'm out front running. I run the wind. That's why I run with him. Run with him. No looking back.
I leave it on the track.